And one other thing we got each of them to do, instead of giving us a statement, was to ask a question. Because within things like Twitter, all of the responses are, it's 140 characters, it's a soundbite, it's consumable. And then they were able to go afterwards and respond to each of the answers to the question they first asked. So there was so it was very much an engagement thing. I love Mark Pack's thing about the internet election. But for us, it was the first time that we saw a big movement in engagement, that you could hear the voice of the audience. And I wondered if your experiences reflected.
Does anyone agree with that? I mean, was it actually the fact it was a very close and very poor election that we got a better turnout, or was there something happening about anybody think there was?
Well, what I would say, focusing mainly on Twitter and the blogs, it's as if suddenly the political parties had an extra 1,000 freelance spinners each. Because there wasn't, it was a lot of engagement, yes, but at the same time, it was mainly the people who are on Twitter all the time, people that are blogging, they have a team to support, they have a line to push and they have a cause to push, and they're not really going to change their minds from that, which is the problem. So all this, you know, kind of post-leaders debate and post every single, you know, significant campaign moment, there'd be this huge bum fight on Twitter, but it was the same 5,000 people throughout the campaign, saying the same lines, pushing the same teams. I would be incredibly surprised if there were a significant number of people who changed their vote from what they saw online.
Okay, Stella?
I think, to be frank, that reflects how you engage with stuff. I didn't particularly engage in leaders' debates. I used Twitter to reach out to people in Walthamstow to talk to them about what's happening in Walthamstow, to hear what they're saying. I actually think one of the things that Twitter has allowed us to do, frankly, as a politician, is detoxify who we are. Because it allows people to have that direct contact in a way that 5 or 6 years ago, social media, you might do a website, but people are slightly sceptical. People being able to contact me online, you know, people being able to engage with me, being able to engage with people who write things about Walthamstow, and to be a fellow resident, change the terms of debate for them about why I'm standing, my motivation, and what we're trying to do with Walthamstow. So I don't accept that it was just about people spinning online. Yes, I'm sure that was happening, but this is the thing about political parties. If you forget that 90% of people in the country aren't actually as interested as you are in terms of what's happening with the election, and you forget that 90% of stuff that's out there that is interesting, that you can engage with, that might be useful to you.
No, I agree. One of the things I'd say as well is that the Obama thing is a completely misleading thing for many of the reasons that I think Craig laid out at the very beginning. The President of the United States has to represent, in one person, 260 million people. An MP has an average of about 50,000 people to get around, and they're fighting one election, not a general election, they're fighting one election. If you look at, one of the things I think Labour did well was almost to ignore the internet and go back and talk to the people we should have been talking to 5, 10 years ago. That's why Jack Straw got a 5% pro-Labour swing and saw the BNP vote go down in Blackburn. And those Labour MPs who actually got off their backsides, not 3 or 4 weeks ago, but 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months ago, turned their back on the internet and went out and actually found where their voters actually live, are the ones who actually managed to survive and give Labour some kind of an afterlife after what must be a very disappointing result for them.
I think it's the fundamental point. If you treat online engagement as somehow different to offline engagement, then there are people who put out leaflets to don't connect with people. There are people who go and stand on doorsteps and lose folks themselves as soon as people meet them. it's not about that. It's about how and why you would engage and interact with people. This is where I think that the Tories went wrong on their emails, right? Your emails were all broadcast, Sam, with the greatest respect. They were all, aren't we great? Are we great? We are great. You know, the emails that I produce are about the jazz club, so what's happening with school places, what's happening with the local parks. Because actually people aren't that interested in me, they're interested in their local area. It was what they wanted to talk about, what they were concerned about. That's why they were forwarding it, that's why it was engaging. I did the same thing on the doorstep, so it wasn't about being online or offline. I mean, actually I gave equal priority to engaging with the people who bothered to email me and bothered to talk to me online as I did offline, because it was all about contact and interactivity. So it's not the method, it's the medium and the purpose of it, I think, is the critical issue here. And that's what I'm
just quickly got a crack, 2.4, just to